with our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices. Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click satellite system.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. We are here to empower you. That's what we do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. Glad you're with us. We got a great show. Of course we do. I can't believe it's May. Can you believe it's May? It's just, you know, the days just kind of whiz by. Well, we're going to be talking about not losing sight of the goal. And what is the goal? To be healthy. So we're going to talk about that. Also, if we get time, we're going to be talking about some heart, blood pressure issues, things like that, to empower you, of course, and give you some information. You go out there and investigate and make some healthy choices for yourself. And, you know, coming up on Herb Talk here, We are going to be talking with this Thursday, the 3rd, Laura Vanderhaeg. Now, she's going to be joining us to enlighten us on some of our genetics, what we can do and what we can't to help us out to be healthier. So she's going to be joining us. She is also an editor and author, so she is going to be our guest on Thursday, so I hope you're here. And also coming up on the 15th, Dr. Rebecca Carley is going to be back, our wellness expert. You can click on her link that's on our links area at thepowerherbs.com. And then that week on the 17th, we're going to be talking with David Foreman. Now, he is a retired pharmacist, but he's going to be talking with us about some natural antibiotics. So I'm looking forward to talking with him, and I hope you can join us on the 17th. And we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, always looking out for them in prayer, as well as, you know, praying for all of America. You know what I'm praying for? I'm praying for the Holy Spirit to stir up righteous men and women across this land. That's right, that we can replace the godless individuals that are in positions of power all across this land with righteous men and women. I mean, in every office. I mean, I'm not just talking about the presidency. I'm talking about governors, mayors, city council people, sheriffs, you know, clerks at the county courthouse even. I want righteous people. Well, I am so sick of all this other stuff. So that's what I've been praying for. If it's God's will, it will happen. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Also, Frank, hey, get your applause meter ready. I may have a few things I want to applaud on. Let's see, Fukushima, guess what? They're still spewing that massive radiation plume. America may be in trouble, probably is. During a recent congressional delegation trip to Japan, Oregon Senator Ron Wyden witnessed with his own eyes the aftermath, the horrific aftermath of the Fukushima nuclear disaster, which we don't hear very much about that now, you know, on the media, mainstream media not covering it. So the damage situation over there was apparently so severe, according to the senator's account. He has written a letter to the ambassador of Japan, and he's also petitioning for more to be done, and they're offering additional support and assistance to help contain and even resolve the situation as quickly as possible. They're worried about that reactor number 4. It's badly damaged, and according to Senator Wyden, he seems to hint in his letter to the ambassador of Japan that it looks like it's on the verge of collapse and could be nearing a catastrophic implosion. So that's something else we got to hit the knees and pray against. Lord have mercy. So we're going to pray for Japan. And what else do we have in the quack report? Let's see. Oh, Albuquerque, New Mexico is in the news. It's the 32nd largest U.S. city, and guess what it's done? Get your applause button ready if you have that, magical engineer. They have decided to end water fluoridation in their water. Isn't that great? Yeah, thank you. That's right, a major health victory has been achieved for New Mexico, Albuquerque. The officials in the state have made that historic decision to stop artificially fluoridating the municipal water supply. And this means that more than 500,000 local residents will no longer have to be forcefully medicated with that neurotoxin, which is a byproduct of the phosphate fertilizer manufacturing industry. Oh, yes, taxpayer dollars are going to be saved, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And according to Shane Ellison, master of scientific studies. Also, you know, he used to work. We had him on the show. Remember Shane Ellison? He was here. He's the author of Over-the-Counter Natural Cures. Yes, yes. People's Chemist, right? He says fluoride directly attacks the structural integrity of the body, including collagen, your skin, and vital protein in the body that composes connective tissues like your tendons, your bones, your cartilage, your blood vessels, and even your digestive lining. Goodness. Fluoride has also been known to be a mutagenetic source, damages the DNA, can lead to cancer, according to him. Oh, if you missed the interview I did with Shane Ellison, you can go to thepowerherbs.com and click on Radio Archives and look for the October 6th, 2011 interview there. What else do we have in the crack report? Oh, GMO alert, GMO alert. Okay, so due to lack of labeling, you know, Americans still kind of lost in the dark to decide, you know, is this food genetically modified or what? Just don't know. Lack of information makes avoiding or tracking your GM foods kind of, you know, it's in vain, basically. It's almost in vain. Below are just some of the food products that are identified as genetically modified and widespread use. So here we go. There's a few of them here. Corn, of course you know that. Been modified, it creates its own insecticide. Of course, Monsanto has revealed that half of the U.S. sweet corn farms are planted with their genetically modified seed. I always look for the organic grown stuff if I ever have a corn chip or anything like that. Also, soy has also been genetically modified to resist herbicides. And soy products include, of course, your soy flour, soy sauce, tofu, soy beverages, soy bean oil. And it's in products. They put it in pastries, baked products. You know, be careful out there. Soy milk. It was even too much soy can agitate the thyroid. I don't even use soy milk. What else we got? Cotton has been designed to resist pests. It's considered a food because, you know, they get oil from it. It was introduced to the Chinese agricultural area to produce a chemical that kills the cotton bollworm, reduces pests, and increases, yield on cotton crops. Thousands of Indian farmers, though, have suffered some rashes, severe ones, exposed to the genetically modified cotton. Okay. Next up is papaya. Are you crazy about papaya? Well, genetically modified one has a virus-resistant gene. It's commercially introduced to Hawaii back in 1999. Transgenic papayas are comprised of 3/4 of the total Hawaiian papaya crop. Wow. Number 5 is rice. I didn't know this, but rice is a staple food, of course, Southeast Asia. It's been genetically modified to contain high amounts of vitamin A. Of course, these would be synthetic versions. A, and allegedly, there are reports of rice varieties containing human genes to be grown in the United States. The rice that will create human proteins, they think, is going to be useful for dealing with infant diarrhea in third world countries. Now, China Daily reported potentially serious public health and environmental problems with the genetically modified rice, its tendency to cause allergic reactions, possibly even transfer genes. Number 6 is your tomato. They've been genetically engineered for a longer shelf life, prevents them from rotting and degrading. And in the tests that were conducted to determine the safety of GM tomatoes, really, they actually tested this? Well, they found that some animal subjects died within a few weeks of consuming them. Do tell. Next up is rape seed. In Canada, this crop is renamed canola to, differentiate from the non-edible rape seed. Of course, foodstuff produces more rapeseed includes rapeseed oil, the canola oil used in processed cooking oil, margarine. Also, honey can be genetically modified because, you know, the bees are kind of pollinating those GM rapeseed, see, and it gets into the honey. Dairy products, of course, has been discovered that 22% of the cows in the U.S. are injected with a genetically modified bovine growth hormone. Of course, Monsanto created this hormone to artificially force cows to increase their milk production by about 15%. Milk cows treated with this milk-inducing hormone contains an increased level of IGF number 1, which is an insulin growth factor. Humans also have IGF-1 in their system. That's right. But scientists have expressed concerns that this increased level in humans could be associated with colon and breast cancer. Number 9, potatoes. Mice that were fed genetically engineered potatoes, okay, they were very toxic. They found this this Cry-1 toxin in their system, despite the claims to the contrary. It's in the mouse when he eats those potatoes. And lastly is peas. Did you know peas are genetically modified now? They've been modified, and they also cause immune system response in mice to, mess up their immune system, and it could eventually pose a problem in humans. So a gene from kidney beans is inserted into peas, and it creates a protein that functions as a pesticide, and of course, you know, creating immune system disruption. Wow. Last but not least in the Quack Report, hey, you want to look good? You want to look good for a long, long time? Hey, there's some anti-aging effects in your cucumbers. Yeah, forget the creams and the lotions. Just eat some cucumbers. This is really a superfood, a natural superfood. Has some synergistic effects, and it has some nutritional components that work very well to make you look younger, longer. Cucumbers, fourth most cultivated vegetable in the world. It's in the same botany family as melons and squash, considered one of the most absolute best foods for your health, especially for your skin, your joints, your liver, and your kidneys. It has a natural energy tonic inside the cucumber, and it helps with electrolytes. So not only are they loaded with that, but they have mineral silica in there for your skin, your collagen. It's an essential component for healthy connective tissues, skin, muscles, ligament, cartilage, bone, you name it. It also has a lot of wonderful potassium and magnesium and natural vitamin C, no synthetic stuff here. And most recently, scientists have begun studying the unique lignans. These are cucumber chemicals, which they think are linked to reduced risk of cardiovascular disease, as well as breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and prostate cancer. They contain an enormous natural amount of vitamin A, B, C, D, and E, phytonutrients you can't get anywhere else. And it has a unique ability, they say, to inhibit cancer cell pathways. So, you know, cancer cells can't communicate, kind of cuts them off. So fresh cucumbers have been shown to improve antioxidant levels and reduce inflammatory substance responses. So go out there and get some detoxification processes going with your natural cucumbers and live long and well. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you, thank you. Okay, we're going to talk about never lose sight of the goal. And what's the goal? To be healthy, right? Because when we don't lose sight of the goal, we have a better chance of getting the prize. And so our goal is to stay healthy or to obtain better health than what we currently have, right? Then you have a better chance of living a very long, healthy, and beautiful life, you know. You don't have anything when you don't have your health, right? This is true. But, you know, if you want to do it the natural way, then you got to be committed. You better be committed and not lose sight of that goal. It is so easy to get off track. You will have to be vigilant to make sure you are not chasing the illusion of health. Now, what is the illusion of health? Well, these are treatments which really don't restore you to good health, but actually do the opposite. Now, these types of treatments may get you out of danger initially, but in the long run, they can't restore. So they are not designed to restore. And for those who prefer to put their health into the hands of the pharmaceutical giants and the unions, such as the AMA, they will get the illusion of health. Now, you've often heard me say, allopathic health care is great for triage, emergencies, you know. You need a surgeon, been in a car wreck, got to be put back together. Yeah, but for preventative health care, no, it's the illusion of health. Well, let's talk about the 11th hour. You know, don't wait till the last minute, please. Because I've noticed an increase in what I call the 11th hour call. And these are individuals who will wait until they are on the precipice of a health disaster. And then they decide to switch to a more proactive, natural approach to better health. And just wait until, you know, right up to the line, right before, you know, everything goes haywire. They just wait. Why do they wait? I mean, you know, people go, why did you wait? Well, there are many reasons why people wait, and I've heard them all. But, however, what it really comes down to is faith. They put their faith, their trust in science, allopathic medicine. Science is great if corrupt people don't hijack it for their own gain and leave you holding the bag. So how many scientific studies lately have been exposed and have been complete hoaxes to make millions off of you, the pharmaceutical and the medical corporation, you know, sacrificing your health for their financial gain? How many? Well, let's just look at a few that come to mind, such as the antidepressant drug hoax reported by 60 Minutes, or the statin drugs the FDA had to finally admit caused diabetes, memory loss, muscle weakness, and liver disease. And we can't forget the research exposed by the British Medical Journal, where the FDA Drug Advisory Board members had ties to the drug manufacturer of the new birth control drugs they approved, called Yaz and Yasmin, which is also known to cause pulmonary embolism, killing young women. And men, you're not left out either. Big Pharma, you know, Big Pharma has you in their crosshairs. That's right. Big Pharma, the Big Pharma net catches even the men with the hair loss drugs made by Merck Pharmaceutical, you know, the Propecia, the Proscar, which cause sexual dysfunction and sterility. And, you know, most folks have a hard time realizing that doctors, their doctors, would steer them wrong. Well, if patients are deceived, why can't the doctors also be deceived? Doctors and patients believe in treatments drug companies say work. Well, the deaths their drugs cause and the monetary damages they must pay through lawsuits is a drop in the bucket compared to the billions that they make on the sale of their poison. You know, they factor that in. Yes, they do. So corruption is the only way this is achieved. And how people continue to trust the medical system for preventative health care is beyond me. Well, we're gonna look at how it defies God's health care. God has a divine, healthy course for us all. When we stray from it, we get into trouble. Now, as more people begin to realize that the natural approach to improving health has long-lasting positive effects, well, the conventional healthcare industry is feeling the loss, and they are taking action through government channels. For instance, in New Zealand, healthcare freedom is about to be terminated. Their government has unleashed a double whammy with legislation called the National Health Products Bill and the Food Bill. That will tend to harmonize their food and supplements under the WHO Codex. And New Zealanders, if they make a cup of herbal tea for themselves, will be fined $50,000. That's what's proposed, anyway. So the Australians, they're not faring much better. Through pressure from allopathic medicine, government bureaucrats are drafting laws to prohibit government funding to colleges and universities offering training in the natural medicine realm. So their National Health and Medicine Research Council, they're involved in this, which says that, you know, teaching homeopathy is deemed as an unethical form of natural or medical treatment. Unethical, huh? So, you know, eating healthy probably falls in there somehow. Now, the people of Australia have been consistently attracted to the benefits of natural medicine instead of the government-run healthcare, which is heavily influenced by pharmaceutical companies. And other countries which currently use homeopathy and other forms of natural medicine are Canada, Great Britain, and the U.S. Now, the European Union is making significant headway on legislative levels to restrict such healthcare options. And Canada, the U.S., and Mexico are currently underway to merge into a one-continent agreement to restrict through regulation and national security, food and dietary supplements. So Since people are not dropping like flies using natural medicines, but are when treated with pharmaceutical medicine, hello, one can only conclude that all we are told by modern medicine isn't what it seems to be. Doesn't take a brainiac to figure it out. And, you know, you have proactive power because, you know, and you know what I've noticed? You know what I've noticed recently? The baby boomers. The baby boomers are seeing the light. You know, I really feel for the elderly. They must be frightened, you know, the times in which we live. Think about it. But the baby boomers that are seeing the light are scrambling to learn how to use natural medicine and to strengthen themselves. They don't want to be sacrificed. No, they don't. And they know that the future government-run elder care is the fast track to meeting their maker. Yep. So if you are interested in how you can learn more about natural therapies, guess what? I would say if you really want to know, and you really want to help yourself and help your family, contact the School of Natural Healing in Springville, Utah. Now, this is the school that Master Herbalist John Christopher founded, and it offers many family home care natural medicine courses that you can take through the mail. Okay? So you can kind of, you know, Google School of Natural Healing, Springville, Utah, or you can go to familyherbalist.snh for School Natural Healing, so familyherbalist.snh.cc/about.html. Of course, you can Google and get that link, but there it is. There it is for you. You can get going. You can learn a lot. That's being proactive to the max. And I would not hesitate to do that before they kind of, you know, take over the internet and yank all that good stuff down. Well, let me just, I was touching on, you know, the elderly. I'm concerned about them. I'm concerned about especially those that have been diagnosed with dementia and Alzheimer's. Let's just talk about that a minute, because there's over 5 million Americans diagnosed with Alzheimer's and dementia. And family members caring for loved ones with this diagnosis is costing American households about $172 billion a year. Yeah, if you're going the allopathic route, you're not going to get the cure. You're going to lose sight of that goal. Now, this disease is going to bankrupt the family if you go the allopathic way. Now, modern medicine has no cure for it. And modern medicine does not set its sights on the goal because there is not enough money in curing people. There's just not. So you will have to do it yourself. And you will need to share what you learn, what you know with those you trust in case they need to use that information to help you. Now, personally, I approach dementia with organ cleansing and super nutrition, juicing, deep massage, you know, the cleanse and nourish approach. Now, you definitely want to cleanse the bowel and the liver with this type of an illness. And this type of cleansing clears the brain. And I'll explain. And also, when you start cleansing and you're pumping some more oxygen-rich, healthy blood into the brain with some herbs, you're going to get some really great results. Now, the liver cleanse will always produce a better thinking brain because the liver produces and stores glucose. It's a brain food. So your brain runs on this food after the liver puts it into the bloodstream. So the brain will produce waste, and the liver will also cleanse the blood of this waste. So there is a direct liver-to-brain connection, and you got to protect that. So folks with Alzheimer's or dementia who do organ cleanses will explain it was kind of like the fog lifted. Their memory comes back. Their speech comes back. And they think clearer and sharper. And think about it. When your digestion's off, because if it's off balance, you have trouble concentrating, right? Think about that. When we come back, more on this, on how to deal with it. Don't go anywhere.
I remember when Mary Lou said, I don't have to go right home, and I would kind of like to be alone. Some of you would. I said, me too. And so we took a stroll, wound up down by the swimming hole, and she said, do what you want to do. I got silly and found a frog in the water by a hollow log, and I shook it at her, and I said, this frog's for you.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll-free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll-free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at ThePowerHerbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Thank you. American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Talk Live. I'm your herbalist Wendy Wilson, and kind of talking about not losing sight of the goal. And we're talking about, you know, some of our elderly out there that may be, you know, diagnosed as, you know, having dementia or Alzheimer's, and, you know, what I would do if I were you. Well, right before the break, we were talking about some of the things that you can do to kind of revitalize the brain, the mind. And, you know, I would do the organ cleanses, and I would also use some super nutrition herbs because the nervous system depends on that. And, you know, in about 3 or 4 weeks, guess what? The mind starts to wake up and be restored again, something modern medicine cannot do, something modern medicine knows nothing about. So before you know it, your loved one is out of diapers, walking, talking, reading the newspaper, doing the crossword puzzles, and reminiscing about the good old days. And I want you to take note, you don't expect nurses, if you got a nurse helping you, don't expect them to be of any assistance with these cleanses, because you know what it means. It means that it's going to be more work for them, and then they're going to be out of a job when it's all done. Nurses really don't like to clean up messes, right? And when you go and do bowel cleansing, you know, there's going to be some messes to clean up initially, and they don't like that. They want their patients to be good dementia patients and to have a bowel movement once a week that resembles a bunch of rocks. You know, they just don't want to work too hard usually. Not all nurses, but most of them. Okay, so don't expect any help from your in-home nurse assistant. However, you know, your goal is really not to make the nurse's job easier. It is to restore your family member. And getting healthy is sometimes messy. Let's talk about some of the research money. And this is the reason why allopathic medicine behaves like it does. Research money is one of the reasons there are premature dementia, senility centers cropping up all over the United States, and nobody ever gets better. Modern medicine says if you become senile before you're 70, you have Alzheimer's. So the patients they're there for several different reasons. Some are there for toxic levels of metals in their system or a lack of blood flow to the brain, toxemia. Now, the organ cleanses are able to draw out those toxins, which are causing the central nervous system and the brain to malfunction. Then there is also the possibility that your loved one is not senile or has Alzheimer's, but has an emotional shock that has caused what is termed emotional suicide. They may appear catatonic, but they can even fool doctors. Okay? So these folks found, you know, it's just easier to go nuts than to deal with the emotional trauma. Right? So life for them, it became too intolerable. So in the good old days, we called this a nervous breakdown. Okay? So in cases like this, the natural therapies may need to be layered with some psychotherapy to give them some mechanisms to help them deal and cope with their world when they come out of it. Now, the way that I see it, when there is brain malfunction, it often is from toxins either from inside, your emotions, heavy metals, pesticides, fluorides, etc., or from chemical poisons in the environment or workplace. So whether you drink from aluminum cans, work with harsh chemicals, or you are in financial ruin and your spouse is cheating on you, all can cause what the medical profession is labeling Alzheimer's or dementia. Yep. Oh, and when your loved one gets better, the doctors will save face and they'll change the diagnosis from Alzheimer's to temporary premature dementia. That's right. Just change that label. Where's the eraser? Change that. And, you know, you can solve this. I say go out and solve it. You know, why go broke and watch your family member wither away when you can solve this? Now, it's messy and it's a little work, but the rewards are great. Never lose sight of the goal. Better health, that's what it is. So the government's answer to this type of problem, costing families bukus of bucks, is just to, let's create elder care, right? Massive amounts of morphine until your loved one stops breathing. That's their answer. And this is why I'm so concerned for the elderly. So if you're interested in looking into the organ cleanses, including the bowel and the liver cleanse, call Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number. It's 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, and of course they do have an international number of 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. Of course you can visit the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. They also have the super nutrition there that you can add to your juices and do with the cleanses. It's called Body Foundation Food Mix. They do have the brain herbs to get more oxygen-rich blood to the brain as you're cleansing the blood, of course, and that's called brain concentrate. And you would probably want to use 1/2 to a teaspoon of that brain concentrate 3 or more times a day, but you can actually double those doses in severe cases. Sometimes you just got to get aggressive. You can't be wussy about it sometimes. You just got to go. Just got to go for it. Now, if you're not sure which cleanse package you may need or to get, you can call me, Wendy Wilson, during the week at Apothecary Herbs, or you can email me, wwilson@thepowerherbs.com. Okay, and I would tell you what I would do if I was you. And you know what? In honor of Mother's Day this month, to all the madres out there, right now we got a special through Mother's Day, so it ends on the 14th, so get to getting, if you know what I mean. You can save 15% on your orders, on your herb orders on the powerherbs.com website or over the phone or whatever now through Mother's Day. Of course, if you're on the website, you might want to type in this code MOMDAY12, MOMDAY12. So MOMDAY12 will get you 15% off on your orders on the website, or you can use that over the phone when you want to place a phone order. So check that out. There is a brand new product which is taken off like, I can't believe it. It's called Liver Detox Tea. Yeah, if you think the liver gallbladder flush is a little bit too much for you, you can kind of tone it down a notch and use the liver detox tea, layer it with your milk thistle and your barberry bark to cleanse the liver and the gallbladder. Of course, you can check that out. It's on the website, thepowerherbs.com. And also coming soon, really soon, hopefully this week we'll get it up there on the website, we have a new combo formula at Apothecary Herbs for doing both the liver and the gallbladder cleanse. It's kind of a deeper flush. So you got some options there for cleansing the liver, waking up the brain, thinking better, functioning better, concentration, focus. Yes, liver, brain, and connection, do your due diligence and protect that. So all your organ cleanses from the bowel to the blood system are on the powerherbs.com website. Of course, you can call for a free product catalog, see what it's about. Check it out. You do want to cleanse in the proper order, and they'll show you how. That toll-free number, once again, is 866-229-3663 for Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. And, of course, thepowerherbs.com is where You'll find a lot of that information and the products, ingredients, counter-regulatory information. It's all there. So you can make some educated decisions. Okay, we're going to move along because this hour is just going so quickly. We're going to talk about some high blood pressure, as we are. Goodness, the statistical data is telling us we got 70 million Americans over 20 years of age. So 70 million over 20 and up have high blood pressure. And so that means one in three Americans has got high blood pressure. Of course, they're saying, you know, it's called rotten genetics. You've inherited the disease because, you know, your mom, your dad, your grandparents, whatever, had a really bad liver, okay, or something. Of course, you know, most likely it's attributed to lifestyle, not so much genetics. Can be genetics, but a lot of it's lifestyle. And even if genetics are so against you, we're going to be talking with Lorna Vanderhaeg about this on Thursday. Even if genetics are just... you know, the odds are against you. You can really change those odds. You have to work hard, but you can, through diet and exercise, you can do a lot. Now, some health experts are speculating about 70 to 80% of those with high blood pressure kind of inherited the condition, and normal blood pressure for adults is about 120 over 80. Mine's 100 over 60, okay? And I know I'm 51. The doctors, when I go, they, you know, for physicals or whatever, you know, I hurt my tendon doing my turbo fire once, and I had to go get it checked, you know, they didn't rip it off the bone or anything. But they take your blood pressure, and they kind of look at you. They look at your chart. You're not taking anything. I go, nope, not drugs, not taking none of that. And it's 100 over 60. They look at me, and they just shake their head. So if I can do it, so can you. So can you. Well, there's a natural way to bring that blood pressure within normal limits and reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke, so we're going to talk about it. So I want to cover some heart facts real quickly. They say 74% of Americans with congestive heart failure have blood pressure over 140 over 90. High blood pressure is more prevalent in the African Americans than in white Americans. And if you're overweight, by as little as 10 to 20 pounds, it will increase your blood pressure. Now, before the age of 45, it says more men than women are going to have a blood pressure problem. And between the ages of 46 and 64, the percentages between the men and women tend to even out. Now, if you have high blood pressure, the over-the-counter cold medicines are going to interfere with your blood pressure medicine and even raise your blood pressure, so you better be careful with that. And in order for high blood pressure to remain, it needs a host with an inactive lifestyle. Did you know that? So the risk is greater for heart disease, blood vessel disease, stroke. So, if you're more sedentary, you're at a higher risk. Now, the normal blood pressure for most adults is 120 over 80, as I said. Okay, if it is consistently 140 over 90, you may have a problem. Okay, 69% of Americans who experience their first heart attack have blood pressure over 140 over 90. And if you have diabetes, you're twice as likely to you're going to have the blood pressure issue. Those two kind of go together. Diet and exercise is going to wipe out the blood pressure and the diabetes thing. Now, high blood pressure damages your arteries. The inner lining will thicken and become stiff, blocking blood flow to vital organs. You're like your heart, your kidneys, your brain, your arms and legs. So your blood pressure reading is basically going to be from the force of the blood against your artery wall and the resistance, the strength of those artery walls have to the blood as it circulates. That's where they get that blood pressure reading from, and that's what it means. So high blood pressure can damage, weaken your brain's blood vessels, and they can become narrow, ruptured, leak, create perfect storm for a stroke. And in the event high blood pressure is inherited, permanent lifestyle change is going to be definitely required. We tend to eat like our relatives, you know? So you got to break that habit. If it's bad, you got to break it. Well, let's look at some of the symptoms. High blood pressure could create some various symptoms. You can have headaches, especially in the morning, okay? And I've noticed a lot of people with high blood pressure also have sleep apnea, so you might want to check that. They have breathing problems. Dizziness. a flushed type of complexion, blurred vision. These symptoms can be seen as heart failure even, and are indications that a stroke or heart attack can happen down the road. So how high blood pressure works? Well, the human heart is going to pump that blood through the blood vessels in a wave-like pattern, and the highest point of the wave corresponds to the heart's contraction. And the blood pressure at the peak of the heart's contraction is known as your systolic blood pressure. And when the heart relaxes, the blood pressure falls. And the lower level of the blood pressure occurs, and this is known as your diastolic blood pressure. Now, if you are told that your blood pressure is 120 over 80, then your systolic pressure is 120 and your diastolic is 80. And this is considered the ideal blood pressure for adults. Hypertension is defined as an elevation in the high blood pressure, and are as you are entering into the blood pressure zone with a reading of like maybe 135 systolic over 85 diastolic. So if either the systolic or the diastolic blood pressure is persistently greater than this, you are going to have a diagnosis of hypertension. So this is why they want to keep taking that blood pressure every time you go in and see the doctor. So how does modern medicine treat this? Well, in many hypertension cases, water retention is an issue. The excessive water pushes down on the circulatory system and increases the blood pressure. So medicine's answer is to remove water from the blood using diuretics. So blood is about 90% water by volume. Less blood means less blood pressure, but it doesn't fix the problem. I mean, this is just a chemical bloodletting, you know? What they did to, you know, President Washington, he bled to death. He didn't die from the cold. He died from the treatment. So this is just a chemical bloodletting, basically. Less blood means less blood pressure. Now, did you know that this therapy was similar, though, to what they did in the Middle Ages, the bloodletting. They did that all the time to lower blood pressure. And in most cases, water retention, the edema, is a result of an imbalance in your salt and your minerals, your electrolytes. A lot of times that's what it is. Water and salt kind of counter-regulatory. So if you use salt, use organic salt. You will reduce the risk of fluid imbalance, and it strengthens the cell walls and also helps the arteries and veins retain their elasticity. So real salt, not a health risk. You don't want to use a whole lot of it, but, you know, it's sun-dried. It has the minerals that support your cardiovascular system. Okay, so let's look at causes. There are many causes for high blood pressure, and it may run in the family. We tend to eat, like I say, we eat like our ancestors, and our lifestyle maybe need to be evaluated. Overeating is the number one culprit for high blood pressure people, which often leads to diabetes. Eating the wrong foods is also a big contributor to hypertension. Foods that are made with processed salt, flour, sugar, you should avoid those. These and other foods will irritate the liver and the kidneys, and it exasperates the problem. So you're going to have to, you know, modify that lifestyle. Mediterranean diet is what I like. You know, that's what I live by. People in Mediterranean, they don't have cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and it's because of the way they eat. It's the way they, their lifestyle. Now let's talk about the blood for just a minute, because to really understand how to cure the high blood pressure issue, even cholesterol, you first have to understand what's going on in the blood, understand what the cause is. Now your blood pressure goes up when your brain chemically signals through the central nervous system that it's not getting enough oxygen and nutrition in the blood. So the blood is defaulted because it's thick and fat, lots of fat in it, and from the improper foods in the diet. So the blood really should have the consistency of water, not molasses. So we wear out our heart trying to pump this really thick blood that's full of waste material instead of blood that contains a lot of nutrition and oxygen. So to counteract the high blood pressure, modern medicine really prescribes those statin drugs to block that signal that the brain is sending to the heart. Therefore, you will be on your statin drugs for the rest of your life because your brain is going to continue to try to send that warning signal to increase the strength of the blood pressure to get more oxygen-rich blood to the brain. And once you stop those drugs cold turkey, you don't want to ever do that, but this is when people tend to have a stroke. Modern medicine does nothing to address the cause of your high blood pressure. They just simply adjust the numbers. They just, manipulate the symptom. That's all they're doing. And so you'll wind up down the road when the drugs fail to work with heart failure. That's what you wind up with if you don't stroke or heart attack out of this world first. So who wants to live with their disease and have doctors manage it for them? What kind of medicine is that? You know, it's not strengthening. That's not restoring you to good health. That's an illusion of health. So high blood pressure is really basically a constipated circulatory system. You need to give it an enema, basically. You got to clean it up. So you have some natural cleanup tools. Yes, you do. You can remove the unhealthy foods that tend to constipate, slow down, bog down the circulatory system, and make it laden with a lot of fats. Remove that waste material that is in the system, and you will add the regular exercise and the good nutrition so you don't recongest the system, okay? So it's almost like, you know what foods constipate you and stop you up and you feel awful, and then you learn to avoid those foods. You avoid those. Same thing with the blood pressure issue. Got to do the same thing. So if you're interested in strengthening the cardiovascular system, putting some nourishment in there and cleaning it up, then you want to do your organ cleanses from the bowel to the blood system. Going to be very important. You're also going to want to use your heart herbs, herbs that strengthen the cardiovascular system, not weaken it and make it dependent. Your hawthorn berries, your cayenne, aloe, motherwort to steady out the heart rhythm. There's a lot of things that you can do and layer these types of these herbs. Ginger root, another circulatory herb. You can even add astragalus root. If you have chest pains, it's great for angina. So if you're interested in the organ cleansing kits, your heart herbs, cholesterol, blood pressure, herbal tinctures, circulation formulas, astragalus root, and so on and so forth, you know, God's medicine's good, never ends. You can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and they'll send you a free product catalog, or you can place an order on the phone. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663. Money back guarantee, and lots of instruction so you can educate yourself. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com is the website if you want to kind of scope it out a little bit. And also hit the archive area for lots of educational shows there on specific topics that you may want to research. So that's an educational tool right there as well. Hey, we're almost out of time, but, you know, coming up Thursday, Laura Vanderhaeg is going to be with us, and we're going to be talking about genetics and how we can improve our health that way. Also, we're going to be talking with Dr. Carley on the 16th and David Foreman, a retired pharmacist who wants to tell us about some natural antibiotics. He's going to be with us on the 17th. So I hope you can come back and visit with us here on Herb Talk Live on American Voice Radio. We got lots of empowering information for you. Tell all your friends. Come back and see us. And, of course, if you need any questions answered, you can email me, wwilson@thepowerherbs.com, or give me a call during the week at Apothecary Herbs, toll-free number 866-229-3663, and I will try to tell you what I would do if I was you. That's right. All educational information, it's great, and it's free for the asking. We didn't have enough time to talk about heart failure, so the zipper, you know, open heart surgery and all that good stuff. We're going to try to cover that next time. And if you have a health topic you'd like me to cover, don't be shy. Let me know. Try to work it into the show and see what you think. Feedback's important, so don't be shy. And we'll be here on Thursday. But you know what? Don't you go anywhere, because you know what's up next. Governor's Call with Pastor Mike Hoover. Definitely want to stay for that. Yeah. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.